Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Prior to the coronavirus pandemic, the restaurant industry was booming, with new people entering the industry on a regular basis. Now, they are all but closed, relying on carryout and delivery if they can. Only 1 year ago, our next guest bought an existing restaurant business in the Midlands of South Carolina, expecting to be celebrating that anniversary, but instead, Meeta Patel is owner of Columbia Wing Zone near the University of South Carolina campus in downtown Columbia. Meeta, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, give us the background here on why you got into the restaurant industry to begin with and purchased this particular one.
I actually have a couple other restaurants in Columbia. I have some Subways. So I wasn't new to it when we bought the Wing Zone. We were looking for something that we could grow and expand with that didn't have such a large footprint already. And when Wing Zone became available, we liked the concept. Everybody loves wings. So we thought the opportunity was good to get in and then to expand in the Columbia area.
And this is a franchise like Subway?
It is a franchise, yes.
That must mean you're pretty comfortable with the franchise system.
Yes, I've worked with franchises a lot, including hospitality, retail, and then we jumped to the restaurant because my husband has quite a bit of experience within the restaurant industry. So I generally deal with the franchise, paperwork, background, and he's more with the operation side.
Well, walk us through now exactly how you and your restaurants are dealing with the situation that we are in right now, the virus crisis.
It changes day by day, really. The first thing we try to do is keep up with what the state is saying informationally, and sometimes it can be an overload, but it's important. Being in the food industry, we always maintain clean restaurants. However, in the past, you might do it at the end of a rush, or you know, you have time slots for shifts to do the cleaning. Now we basically do it several times an hour in the back house. We started cleaning all of our deliveries before we put them away, you know, wiping them down. We clean even the door handles several times an hour, inside and out, as well as the counter, our phone receivers, because we obviously want to ensure that our employees who are willing to come to work aren't afraid. They understand that we take their health very seriously. And of course, any customers who walk in to pick up their food, we want to ensure that they are also comfortable in knowing that we're continually cleaning and sanitizing so as not to spread the virus.
How have your employees responded to this?
It's been a delicate balance because we are mainly a delivery business, and we don't want to force anybody to come to work who doesn't feel comfortable working, doing deliveries during this time. So our, you know, in-store employees, they help us as well, ensure that we're cleaning and sanitizing all the time. We have lost quite a few delivery drivers, and so that does obviously impact our delivery times, but we're trying to work with unemployment office to see if we can recruit other people, as well as working with third parties so that we can get our food delivered to customers, because we understand that they may not want to come out to pick it up.
Being a restaurant that is right near the university, which is shut down, and many of the students have gone home, what have you been hearing from your customers who are still purchasing from you?
I think everybody is still a little in awe of the situation, because everybody, life still seems normal, except that you don't want to go out, you don't want to spread this virus. So I think when people come in, they understand that there's a virus and it's spreading very quickly, and some are scared. You know, some will come in with their own gloves, face masks on. But the fact that the university is closed, not closed, but the students have to do e-learnings now, that's impacted us greatly, because there were almost 50 to 60% of our business.
And how are you keeping everybody posted as far as what measures you are taking and any marketing efforts that you still need to do?
Our marketing comes from our franchise headquarters. They send out emails because they handle our email database. They are constantly sending out information via the app, any specials that we may have, any updates to our hours, because that's the quickest, because things are changing so rapidly right now.
Well, Meeta, thank you so much for taking time with us today. Be safe.
Thank you. You also.
Meeta Patel is owner of Columbia Wing Zone near the University of South Carolina campus in downtown Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her restaurant posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Remember, you can also hear this show again at that webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.